Taking a plea is one of the scariest Wild West roll-the-dice casino elements of America's criminal justice system. Aggressive cops and prosecutors can get powerless defendants with only court-appointed lawyers to confess even when they believe they are innocent or have a court case. There are even some strange, arcane details in the plea process where a defendant can both cop a plea and maintain their innocence at the same time. It's known as an Alford plea, and it's at the heart of this week's Case in Point from the Marshall Project. The story goes like this. Kyle Breeden was murdered in 1998, shot in the head twice, and his body was dumped into the Kentucky River. With no real leads, Susan King, an ex-girlfriend of the deceased, was looked at for a time, but lacking evidence, investigators were unable to even obtain a warrant to search her home. The case went cold until an aggressive detective with the Kentucky State Police, Todd Harwood, got involved. Andrew Cohen, senior editor at the Marshall Project and author of Case in Point, joined the defendant in this complicated and heartbreaking case, Susan King, to explain.
The initial investigation didn't go anywhere. It was so weak, there was so little evidence pointing to Susan King, that a judge wasn't even willing to grant a search warrant of her house. So it gives you a sense, when a judge doesn't issue a warrant in a murder case, because the judge isn't convinced that there's enough to go on, there's enough probable cause, it tells you that there's a problem with the investigation. And so without that search warrant, the investigation into Susan King really didn't go anywhere. 7 years later, this new detective is on the case, and he essentially omits from a new affidavit critical facts that tend to exonerate Susan King. And because he does that, he does get the search warrant. And then, lo and behold, there's nothing that is found that's terribly incriminating towards Susan King. So again, there's another search warrant. And again, they find bullets that don't match the bullets found in the brain of the victim. And again, they find blood that they can't really link to the victim, and so on and so forth. And in spite of that, the case moves forward to a murder trial. Now, we have holes in the story that maybe this upcoming federal trial will tell us. Why did the prosecutor believe the police so much down the line? Why wasn't there sort of an independent investigation of the evidence to evaluate the case before it got as far as it did? But none of those things happened. And that's why Susan King ended up for 6.5 years in prison. And that's why, when eventually there was an actual confession from a serial killer who said, yeah, I committed that crime, the Kentucky courts were willing to let her go.
Susan, when did you come to the conclusion that you were going to have to take some kind of a plea because the wheels of so-called justice were against you here?
My lawyer had me convinced that if I didn't take that plea that they were offering, she said that I'd go back into county jail and stay there for years while I try to get away from a hung jury.
And so you went from, this is an unfortunate, sad thing that happened back in 1998, to, oh my gosh, they think I did this, to, oh my gosh, I better take a plea or else I'm going to go to prison for life?
Yeah, well, see, your average person doesn't know stuff like this. And I didn't. I'm just your average Joe. I didn't know any of this legal stuff. I didn't know.
And listen, John, as terribly unfortunate as this is, Susan King actually is lucky that she took an Alford plea, and I'll explain that in a second, as opposed to just a regular old-fashioned guilty plea. Because it was the fact that it was an Alford plea that in the end helped clear her, and indeed is helping her still. It's one of the critical factors that the federal appeals court last month cited to allow her malicious prosecution case against this detective to proceed. An Alford plea is when you say to the judge and to the prosecutor and really to the public, I am willing to plead guilty, but I am maintaining my innocence. And courts accept that. So Susan King was able to take the plea. She got sort of a lesser sentence than she might have gotten had she gone to trial. But in the end, the fact that it was that special kind of plea that's recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court really helped her.
Do Alford pleas help the prosecution or defendants in any of these cases?
I think they help the administration of justice, to be honest, right? I mean, prosecutors accepted it. They knew it was happening because it got the case off the docket, right? It got them a win. They were able to say that there was a guilty plea. They were able to have a sentence. They were able to not have to roll the dice in what essentially was a terribly weak case. And they could say that they solved the murder. In fact, the detective who is now a defendant in this civil rights case got a commendation for his detective work in the case before it all fell apart. We live in a plea deal country. We've talked about this before, John, where the vast majority of criminal cases end up in a plea deal. This was one of those cases. I think with a more aggressive defense attorney, maybe Susan King goes to trial. The problem with that is it's easy for us to say, because if you go to trial in a murder case in Kentucky, a high-profile one, you run the risk of being convicted even if you're not guilty.
Susan King, what did you lose while you were spending that time in prison?
Well, I come out with my mind, but that's about all I came out of there with. I lost my house. My house was paid for, too. My house and 6.5 acres, my beauty shop. I lost my cosmetology license because I couldn't get them renewed while I was in prison. I lost my job. I lost my animals. I lost everything, and I lost all them years, too, with my dad. He's getting old, and my son, and there were deaths in my family. I just missed everything. It was just hopeless. I felt like I was just doomed because I didn't have a lawyer to help me.
At what point did 10 years in jail seem like a good deal to you, Susan?
It never did. When I got up there that morning that I had to take a plea, I still didn't know what I was going to say. As I didn't want to say guilty because I wasn't guilty. But I didn't want to say not guilty, or she said they'd put me back in county jail if I said not guilty.
What do you think you're going to say about all this when it's in your rearview mirror, Susan?
Well, there was a whole lot of bad things went on by a whole lot of important people. Did a lot of bad things, and I'm glad I'm in my shoe, not theirs. But right now, I'm just, me and God are working on this, and I've got to learn how I'm going to forgive.
Susan King, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Andrew Cohen, as always, senior editor at the Marshall Project and author of Case in Point. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
Andrew Cohen of the Marshall Project reached out to the Kentucky State Police for comment but did not receive a response. To read the full article, please visit themarshallproject.org.